Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Trade Paperbacks.
Trade Paperbacks.
Today we're in the Marvel zone. We are going to change things up at the end. I think we finally got a schedule decided before the finale episode.
By we, this is a Ryan decision.
Well, I say we because I'm a Gemini and I have several personalities, so
it's very evident.
When I say we, I mean me. All right, today we're talking about Marvel Comics' Spirits of Venom, and according to the inserts on the book, it's from 1993, mm-hmm. and it definitely has that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The matte pages and very 90s coloring and styling of everything.
Right. So it's important to note, when you look at the cover,
like leftover shaggy hair sort of stuff.
Yeah. It says Spirits of Vengeance, right? And then that's crossed out and it says Venom.
Yeah.
Do you know what Spirits of Vengeance is?
No.
Are you aware of Ghost Rider?
I am aware of Ghost Rider.
Thanks to...
Mostly Nick Cage.
The great Nicolas Cage, I'm assuming.
Feel like my head's on fire.
So the the Spirits of Vengeance were a team that have been protecting mankind for millennia, consisting of, also known as, they called themselves Ghost Riders.
Okay.
So Ghost Riders from the past might have been on a horse, or Ghost Riders that mm-hmm. we know today. I mean, there's several Ghost Riders besides mm-hmm. Johnny Blaze, which you know from Nicolas Cage. And basically, this was like Venom entering that universe. Mm-hmm. This takes place on Earth 616, I believe. And it was considered a, quote, unique team-up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was your take? What was your... Give me your hot take.
Well, from my impression, it was more Ghost Rider entering, like, Spider-Man's world. Because it's really... It's a comic book about Spider-Man... And Venom,
mm-hmm.
and like Ghost Rider's kind of a side character sort of thing in it. But, I mean, it was okay. It was kind of like just a whole lot of back and forth, and like people get yanked all over the place, and there's a lot of chasing, and none of it really, none of it really makes a whole lot of sense. And then there's like, you know, nine different factions with their own inner twists and stuff. I did appreciate that. I think it's the writer or somebody kept putting footnotes of like, oh, if you want to know more about this beef, like, check out this issue of this series.
You like that?
I kind of liked that.
Because... Oh, I don't like... That's what I don't like. That's why I wasn't a Marvel kid.
Oh, okay.
Is because, like, I don't have time.
Right, but, like, for me as a storyteller kind of person, it's like, this thing, I'm so lost in terms of what these characters feel about each other. So, to have somebody say, oh, if you're actually invested in this, go check out these specific issues and you will understand this better. That actually kind of worked for me. But like, I mean, I do understand the idea of, you know, maybe tell me a story and don't ask me to spend, you know, $3,000 on 4,400 issues of other things so that I can understand the story you're trying to tell me. Maybe just give me a story that I buy here and now. So I understand that, but I mean, it was okay. But the problem was I just didn't care about anyone. And anything, like, because I just didn't know enough about this. And also, it's not super compelling. Like, there's no character development in here. Except for, like, okay, it became clear Venom's got, like, this weird thing with Spider-Man and he wants to kill Spider-Man. And yeah, so, but, like, there just wasn't much there. And also, we have, like, an Ensign Ricky problem, is what I'm going to call it, where, okay. like... the only people who can die in these things are non-named characters. So, like, all the named characters, it's like, well, we've invested in this character. We can't do it. You know, when I read a graphic novel, I'm like, okay, I kind of expect a little bit of impactful stuff. You know, I could see a character die. Now, of course, this is early 90s. Maybe that wouldn't happen in the early 90s. But it's just like, the whole thing is just, oh, everybody's, you know, angry at everybody else. And there's, like, people struggling to do their own things. And it's just like ultimately none of it was interesting except for the one character, the bad guy, which I guess maybe that's, I forget what the name of the character is, but there's the bad guy character in this, like the real bad guy that everybody's willing to fight. He's trying to rid the world of all demons so that he can be the only demon left so that he can be forgiven or something like that. And I was like, okay, there's a little bit of an interesting thing here. But, like, you know, he's like, oh, Spider-Man's a demon too. And it's like, I'm just so confused. It's like, okay, it's like you've got some psychosis, but you are kind of a demon. So, like, I don't know. It was interesting, but just not as well fleshed out as I wanted, I guess, is what I should say.
Okay. This was part of a crossover between Spider-Man and Ghost Rider comics. And, you know, as per usual with Marvel, when we talk about these, it's always, you know, a compiled set. If you would like to purchase it, it is available for $54.
Oh,
on really? Amazon. Wow. Yeah, that exact same paperback.
Ryan will probably sell you this one for 52.
No, I'll go as low as 10. Because this was one of the comics I bought. You know, I just kind of thumbed through it, right? You know, it was, mm-hmm. obviously it was cheap. Do you see that, like, stamp on the inside?
On the inside here?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh.
Like I got it from a library or something.
Yeah. It almost does look like a library stamp. From 1993, December the 1st.
Okay. It looks, maybe it's an inventory thing.
Quality control sample.
Oh, I have the control sample.
So you should sell this for $540.
Yeah, that should be totally worth more money.
I mean,
it is literally the one that defined the rest of them.
That's right. This is the one.
That's the one.
Anyway, I had known that.
I thumbed through it, and I do like the way that Venom is drawn.
Yeah.
It's a very nice Venom. Okay. I do appreciate that. However, you know, Ghost Rider to me is always a difficult one. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the back cover, there's, you know, that's a good looking Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
So I'm not really...
a lot of the artwork is actually pretty good.
Yeah, the artwork I really did appreciate, which is why I bought it. But I remember reading it. This was 10 years ago. And it's very wordy.
Yeah.
Like dialogue.
Yeah, this goes back to that thing, that problem I had with all those X-Men issues we were
reading. Right, in a way it comes off as like...
paragraphs. It's like, come on, just fight. Just
nonsensical amounts, yeah, right? In the middle of a, you know, some sort of confrontation.
Yeah.
And like some lines it's fine, like when the person with Blaze, when he puts a shotgun on Venom's head and he's like, you think that hurts? Just wait till just wait till you see what this baby can do. And I'm like, okay, these are good lines. Like, one-liners are good in it, written well, and kind of, like, cliche good. But the actual dialogue is just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And I know Spider-Man can be chatty, which is fine. Okay. He's a chatty. He's the most chatty when it comes to superheroes. But as far as just the back and forth, it felt like Austin Powers level. You know, too much. You're in the middle of literally fighting.
Yeah. You'd be out of breath here. Pretty. I know you're a superhero or a supervillain, but like, come on.
Yeah. And it's funny. That's what the movies do. Right. You know?
Yeah.
Like there's not a lot of dialogue.
Usually when they're fighting, it's like a punchy, like they give you like four or five words if they're saying anything.
Maybe something after like a big hit.
And then you're like, you're against a wall. You say four or five words and then you're coming back.
Yeah.
You know, that.
But for this, you know, the fighting is throughout 10 panels and there's dialogue in every single panel.
Yeah. Yeah. And like
from each person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like there will be like six people in a scene and each of them will say four sentences while they're fighting.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is, and they're like, they're all conversing with each other. And it's like,
what are you doing?
This is too much, man.
And there were points. There were points where you don't know who's talking to who, really. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they put in the name of who they're talking to, which makes it even more unnatural.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That is an issue that I had. But I do like the artwork a lot. And I like the cover.
Yeah, that's the one thing that was really nice about it, is the artwork was really good. And actually, so like a lot of the pages, the cells don't fill the page completely, but instead of doing like the white page thing, it's black.
It is black.
And it's like, so like the edge of the cell is not just an outline, it goes black to the edge of the page, which is, it kind of makes the art stand out. It makes the color more vibrant. I do like a lot of the things about the artwork in this. It's just, it just wasn't gripping because of how so much of it was handled.
Yeah. So I would say the story was lacking.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know if it was lacking for me. I think the story had potential. It's just it was so muddled by everybody kind of being their own thing. And I guess maybe that's going to happen when you have a crossover and you haven't had time to establish like the rapport between all these characters. But I don't know. I mean, you've read more of these things than I have, so maybe the story is just plain lacking compared to what can be done in crossovers of this nature.
And then who defeats him at the end? Venom?
Yeah, Venom defeats the main bad guy.
But then they stop Venom.
Yeah, because Venom is going to kill Spider-Man. And then
Are them? Who are they with the green helmets?
Oh, okay. So those are the two characters who are raising, like, I think his name's Deathstalker.
Okay.
So, like, they are, like, trying to raise Deathstalker. So, like, they're collecting up, basically, human souls to, like, feed Deathstalker so he can be raised up. And, like, they build up Deathstalker. They're like, we got to stop this. Like, they're going to bring Deathstalker back. It's going to be awful. This is going to be terrible. And then, like, he's, like, gone in, like, three cells.
Mm-hmm.
Cause so it's just like, well, was this really...
Was he fully regenerated, though?
No.
Okay.
So you've got the excuse of doing that, but it's, like, maybe, like, focus on that and say, like, we've got to take him down now before he gets powerful. You know, that sort of thing. Just justify it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, it's kind of jarring to have this thing. And it's like, oh, how are you going to handle this? And it's like, well, Venom, we'll just, like, take him down.
That's what happened.
In two cells.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're done.
And then they take Venom down.
Yeah.
Venom, to me, you know, I love the character, but as far as weaknesses, mm-hmm. you know, like the way to separate the symbiote from the person is so lame.
How is that? Because they don't go through that in here. Like he's like, oh, it'll kill both of us if you do that.
Yeah, it's they use a sonic disruptor gun in the comic to separate.
So a speaker.
Anything, any sound at a certain frequency separates the symbiote from.
So their symbiosis is a crystalline pattern.
It has to.
You just have to break the crystal.
But I remember in, you know, like the bell tone.
How you know you have quality hi-fi.
Like in the films where the, you know, the bell rings and then it just starts like ripping off of him in pain. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
So that's it? That's all you need?
Yeah. So I did like the one thing I remember from Spider-Man 3, because I saw it once way ago, back when it had first come out, was the scene of, like, he, you know, the thing's not fully integrated with him yet, and, mm-hmm. like, he's actually trying to get rid of it, and, like, you see this, like, very well done, like, thing of him, like, trying to rip this thing off, and this thing just, like, clawing back into him. I thought that was cool. But that's the only thing I remember from that movie. That and, emo Tobey Maguire, which was weird.
But we all remember that. Still remains to this day as a meme, you know.
Oh, does it? Oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
I don't think enough people use it.
Yeah.
They don't use it.
Underutilized Tobey Maguire emo.
It's so rough. All right.
I did kind of like, there are a couple of shots of Spider-Man holding a shotgun.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
Where? Oh, okay.
I don't think he ever uses it because he doesn't know how to use a gun. So there's that. Also, what is special about this gun? Because this guy's like going along with Ghost Rider and apparently this is some sort of like, it's a super gun of some sort.
Oh, that is?
Yeah. I don't know if the character who's along with him, he just seems like a normal guy, but he's got this gun with apparently unlimited ammo.
But yet it has shells on the side.
Yeah. But you never see him reloading or anything, which is fine. It's a comic book. You can just infer that that's happening between the pages or whatever. But at the same time, it's not clear to me what's so special about this thing because everybody's kind of afraid of this gun.
It is that scary. Yeah, Venom was scared. Everybody was scared. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Venom's like, oh, this is one of the things that can take me down. And I'm like, really?
They did keep within Venom talking in the same way I talk about myself on the podcast, which is plural,
mm-hmm.
Which is good. It's funny that I did that and like he constantly says we.
Yeah.
Because it's, it is a relationship between the symbiote and the person. So it makes total sense.
Yeah. It does make sense.
When I do it, not so much. All right, let's rate this bad boy, shall we?
Sure.
Since it's a collection, we don't have to go over ads, right?
There's so these, no just so it's clear to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These were originally just like a series of comics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is actually most of the stuff we've talked about. Really?
Right. Not that it's not just
like
a
Dark Knight. Dark Knight Returns is that's but that was originally released.
Oh, Dark Knight Returns
volumes.
Was a volumes.
Yeah. Oh, because each volume was called something different.
Oh. Oh. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's kind of the way it is. Superman Year One was a legitimate But I mean, it was volumes, you know?
Yeah, it was done as volumes, but
and
it
we're out of time, you know, for this month, so we can't do some of the ones I wanted to talk about. I'm going to have to figure out April to see how we can do it, you know, like how I can squeeze certain things in, you know, to, I don't know. April's not figured out.
There's too much content we need to cover, so apparently
we're March we're good, but there are some comics I wanted to talk about that we're not going to be able to fit because, you know, it's my choice of doing 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, the month's over before you know it, honestly. All right.
Well, we could, like, we could do another one of the graphic novels for April. We could just do that if you wanted, but.
Yeah, but I want to keep it. Keep the wheel spinning.
Okay.
I mean, I have ideas. I have ideas. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But let's get through this month first.
Fair enough. All right. Ratings. Ratings. We're going to start off.
I mean, dialogue is our first category.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with 3.
Oh, that's funny. That's what I was going to
do. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll do a 4.
Okay. It's just because it was rough. And it was like, this whole issue is combat.
Yeah.
And there's just no reason to have it like this. So.
So, just to give the listeners an example, okay, Spider-Man is punching him in the face in one cell.
Mm-hmm.
In that one cell is the following. Quote, "That's the difference between the two of us, Brock. You talk about avenging innocent lives, but all you're interested in is hurting and killing." Punch happens. Same cell. "You went over the edge a long time ago, and I doubt that you'll ever be able to come back. Me? I've come close to that edge. I've looked over it, and I didn't like what I saw on the other side. What I saw was you." And they even had an ellipsis.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
yeah.
I'm like, all of that, the dialogue punch, all that, and then he swings and misses after.
Right.
And he has just as much to say.
And so it's just like, man, come on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, what's funny about that is the listeners are not going to be aware. We did not, like, put a bookmark in that. You just flipped to a random page.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here, this is an example.
Yeah, that
wasn't
planned.
It's like that all over the place.
That wasn't planned. I could have probably gone to any page. All right. Artwork.
Artwork was actually pretty good. I think I'll give it an 8.
Okay. I'll go 7. Because, nothing... I mean, we've seen better. We've seen better this month.
And nothing was super outstanding. But I think...
Because, I mean, there's so many points that the background gets... The background is nothing.
Yeah.
Because they're in, like, a... Whatever
they're in a sewer or something. Yeah.
But I'm like, meh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But, I mean, I guess I kind of appreciate the shortcuts because you don't notice them when you're reading it. But when I open a random page and can find it just like that,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's an issue. You gave it an 8, though?
I gave it an 8. And part of the reason for that is there are a number of cells in here, I thought, that were really, really well done. Like, the way they handle, what is this, like, the additional Spider-Man? It's like a Spider-Man with additional legs. I don't know what that is. Yeah, I don't know what it is either. They have a name for it. But, like that could go so wrong. But, you know, there are a lot of things in here that I really liked. Like, the covers that they had in here were... pretty cool, I thought.
So, yeah, okay.
There's that. Yeah, and then, like, I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I do like that. Okay. Yeah. We won't describe it, but people could buy it for $53 from Ryan.
Oh, jeez. Nobody's buying it. All right, plot and story, I got to go really low. Because I don't really, I mean, to have the build-up of the bad guy.
Yeah.
To also just... kind of nerf it at the end, too, with Venom.
Yeah.
We have the mysterious shotgun. there's just, like...
There's too many factions.
There's things that are thrown in to make the story come together a little too nicely, I think.
Yeah.
But yet, so much chaos, because...
Yeah.
I don't know. It, like, runs to the finish line, and then... the finish line's not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm going to have to give it a 2 myself.
Okay.
Because the only thing that keeps it from being a 1 is that nothing's incoherent in it.
Okay. Well, I was giving like, it a 3.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's just, you know, to me, it's just too difficult to follow and too difficult to care about any of this. Now, like, okay, maybe if I was reading this as issues, I wouldn't have cared that much because I would have read things leading up to this or something. But I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. So I was just like, kind of like, all right, how far am I through this thing? All right, I can just keep going, you know.
Entertainment.
Entertainment?
Now, things I'm going to note before I give my score. I mean, it, you know, we got some heavy hitters, right? You got Spider-Man, you got Venom, Hobgoblins in it.
Yep.
You have Johnny Blaze and Ghost Rider. You have the Spirits of Vengeance, right? Which are the multiple Ghost Riders, I guess, is a good thing to note. But, That should be a good, that should be a home run. It really should on the entertainment value. But everything seemed like it was happening for no reason. Which I guess, you know, is part of the story score. But I mean, I wasn't like, it wasn't a page turner.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something partly controversial that kind of goes along with what you're saying there. I think this will be controversial, but I think you might appreciate this. Most of this comic book, or most of this graphic novel, I'm sorry, is combat between them. But they're having all this huge dialogue. I would argue that, like, this thing is really long because they keep finding ways that one person will, like, drag some people away. And so they keep getting separated and they keep mixing different people together so they have different dialogue to tell the story between all these people. And but in the meantime, like, nobody gets a one, like, nobody gets a heads up on anybody. There's no victory. There's no, like, you know, no characters actually get killed, except, I guess, Deathstalker or whatever his name is. And, you know, as a result, it's like, you've got this, you kind of got this philosophical debate between these people who have these grudges against each other going on. And you're telling this through combat to keep the person interested, but I wasn't interested because you weren't creative enough to find ways to have these characters have these thoughts out other than doing this in combat. And then you kept having to come up with these gimmicks as to why these people get pulled away. And then this conversation happens and then they split up again. And then these people join back together. And then that conversation happens. It's like this was kind of a muddled mess. And so I really didn't like it. So I'm going to give the entertainment factor, I think I'm going to go down to a 3 again as well, because it's like, this could have been done so much in a different way. It's just, they were so focused on having these, like, pointless conflict things. Not pointless, but, like, unimpactful. Like, it doesn't resolve it. Nothing is being resolved here. Nothing is actually being exchanged in these conflicts. Because nobody's dying. Nobody's actually, like, having to deal with any real loss. So, I want to go with 3 because, like, if this had been revamped in a more creative way, then it would have been so much more worthwhile. Like, you think about, you like Batman comics a lot. You think about how much of Batman comics is not the combat, but it's actually, like, you know, it's like the setup of the story, or it's people interacting. And then the combat is this, like, it's like punctuation of these portions of the story arc, as opposed to, like, the whole story arc is combat. That's what I think a lot of these Marvel comics are getting wrong. That was my issue with a lot of like X-Men stuff that we did, and that was my issue with this. Is that, like, none of this is really going anywhere, and, like, you're just trying to put flashy stuff on the page while you're trying to have this philosophical debate at the same time, and this isn't working. It just doesn't work. So anyway, yeah, that's my thought. Which that's unfortunately going to beat the cool factor up pretty hard for me too. So I don't know. What are you going to give it in terms of entertainment?
I give it a 4.
Okay.
Just because, you know, what goes into entertainment? What an odd category I did. But, you know, there's web everywhere and there's, like, weird groups of things and I don't know what anything is.
See, that would probably boost up
explosions. My cool
factor a little bit. The explosions are fine. The web stuff was fine. The artwork was good, like I said. You know, I gave it an 8. I thought that was...
But I was, you know, I'm lost. But I guess I could buy other things and learn more.
That's true, yeah.
See Spider-Man issue 278. Amazing Spider-Man. It's like, okay. And that, you know, it's a... people always ask why I prefer DC, yeah. And it's like, well, they're not nickel and diming me.
There's that.
It's like, oh, here's a character that came out of nowhere. You want to know who that is? You got to buy blah, 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 number, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Something that didn't sell.
Yeah, yeah.
Something nobody bought. You want to help boost the sales? I was like, all right, cool factor. I give it a 4, by the way, for entertainment. Okay. I'm not sure if I told you. Cool factor. It's Venom, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man, Hobgoblin, some weird guy. There's a priest that blows up. So, I'll meet you midway. I'll go a 5 on that.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to go 4 on cool factor because the art helps a little bit. So there's that.
All right. So I got a 4.6.
I got a...
Well, as far as... It's actually a 2.3, but I multiplied it by 2.
So I got a straight 4.
Okay.
So there's that.
All right. Well, what is that, a 4.3, I guess?
Oh, no. So I got a 20 out of 50. We're doing math over here.
So you got a 4.
So I got a 4. It's exactly 4, yeah.
I got 4.6.
Okay.
So cool. We'll just say 4.5.
4.5, yeah.
4.5, which, I have a hard time keeping track of what we've given things.
This is why we write it down, though.
But this is relatively low.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. This might be the worst thing we've rated.
Okay.
Like, by this rating system. Now, we didn't do ratings in Grab Bag Month.
Which we won't when Grab Bag Month returns because it's not fair.
Yeah. I mean, you're rolling dice.
Pretty random. Pretty random. So, no, not a good outing for Spirits of Venom. It did well in the art, but as far as everything else, it didn't really.
Yeah, it's just kind of about. A mess.
Kind of a mess. That's the way. But see, that's what I feel about these. You know, when they're collected like this, sometimes it's not because you had two different groups, right? I mean, we had four different chapters, but I know that there were teams. Oh, you know, 1 and 3 had the same team, and 2 and 4.
Oh, okay. And in my head, there was actual a change up of the creative people behind it.
Well, as far as, you know, the artists involved.
Yeah, but was it all the same writer, I guess?
Maybe. Weird. I didn't read the afterword. Did you read the afterword?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, by the time I got done with it, I kind of glanced at the afterword. I was like, well, no, I'm not interested. So, with certain books, I will read that. Like, with the...
Now, on the back cover is a quote from the editor of Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. What does he say?
Huh. Here we go. I'll let you read it.
Okay.
It's more your tone.
Oh, okay.
It's not my tone.
It started with a title which sounded cool, but didn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, that's true. Bobby and I took it to Howard Mackey and said, hey, you're a professional. Make a great story out of this. I'm going to stop doing that voice.
Hey! Well, you guys are really great at it.
Together with Alex, Joe and Dan, and Adam and Bill, he did. Are we great editors or what? I don't know, man. I'd tell you not to quit your day job, but this was your day job, and you probably have quit it, because this was, this is 30 years ago.
No. Was it?
1993.
Oh, I'm old.
That's 30 years ago, man.
That's weird. That's weird. All right, but all in all, you know, it is what it is.
I didn't hate everything. I'll say that. You know, right on the spine there, you've got the original price, $10.
Hey.
I don't know if I would have paid $10 for that, though, even, you know, back in the day.